When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When we finally kiss goodnight.
Welcome back to the Andy Fry Show. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. Just wrapped up a great conversation with Steve Moore of the Heritage Foundation. He's a distinguished fellow in economics there. Lots of great conversation about the successes that Donald Trump is already having before he's even gotten into office. Economically speaking, it just feels like we are chomping at the bit to get out of the gate, and it's very exciting to watch. Let's get to our next guest here. Congresswoman Mary Miller joins us once again. She is the representative from Illinois' 15th district and a very great conservative representative at that. Congresswoman, thank you for coming on the show with us today. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Annie. You know, we're very hopeful.
Tell me about your experience right now. You've been in Congress for a little bit now. You've passed your freshman year, of course, and you know how things operate, but you've been watching them operate under Joe Biden. What is it like to be a part of a continued Republican majority in the House with Donald Trump coming back into the Oval Office?
Well, I've been down to Mar-a-Lago several times. I've been involved in the transition with the transition team, and I'm very excited about his appointments. And this is a new day in D.C. You know, obviously, him being a strong leader and then having the House and the Senate to back him up. We've got a majority in the Supreme Court, and then we've got all these outside sources to help us with Elon Musk and Vivek and Charlie Kirk's doing great work on the campuses. And I'm just very excited and hopeful for what's to come.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the vibe that most people have. Certainly when I'm running into people in my private life and everybody's just smiling a little bit more. Granted, they know where I am
on
the politics. It's just a little bit happier on this side. Mm-hmm. But I also, you know, think that there's an opportunity here. The Republican coalition that came together to put Donald Trump back in the Oval Office looks differently than the one that sent him there the first time, the one that tried to send him there in 2020. That joy that a lot of us feel that Donald Trump is going to be back in office, the things that are going to come from him being there and the Republicans in the House of Representatives with the majority and same with the Senate, those things aren't just going to benefit Trump voters. What are you thinking America is going to see with the support of this Republican Congress behind Donald Trump's America First mission?
I think we're going to see more unity. We definitely have more America First members in Congress, and I think that we're going to be there to support that agenda.
I think that that's going to be so important. Now, the majority in the House of Representatives, Congresswoman, is not large. And it would be nice if it were bigger, but it's not. It is a majority nonetheless. We saw at the beginning of the last Congress a whole bunch of turmoil over who is going to be the speaker. How is the coalition of Republicans, the majority, how are they looking going into this next Congress and their ability to stick together?
Well, President Trump is in charge, and I believe Speaker Johnson is excited about following his lead and, you know, getting everybody unified behind the agenda, which is number one, the border, number two, energy, number three, parental rights, and then also getting the tax cut and job acts renewed.
Do you feel like it always seems like the Democrats, they stick together so well. They pretty much take their orders from the top, and Democrats tend to go the way of what the Democrat Party tells them to do. And I feel like maybe it's a little subjective on my part that Republican leadership often listens a little bit more to their constituencies, which is a good thing to say about the Republicans that are in elected office. Is there a clear enough mandate under Donald Trump that very slim majority of Republicans in the House, do you think that the majority of things that Donald Trump wants to get done aren't going to have any trouble in the House of Representatives?
There's definitely a clear mandate, and people are excited out. The other members are excited to rally behind this agenda. I mean, who could disparage this agenda? It's America first, and we've been living under America last, and Biden and his regime have deeply damaged our country and destabilized the whole world. So we're very excited for the opportunity to set things right again.
Do you anticipate, Congresswoman Mary Miller speaking with us right now from Illinois' 15th District, do you anticipate for folks like me who are sitting here just waiting to see what the next news headline is, in 35 mm-hmm. days, Donald Trump is inaugurated. We understand that he's going to have maybe some 25 executive orders that he's going to sign right away when he reassumes the office. How active will the House of Representatives be on minute one of Donald Trump's new presidency?
Oh, we're going to be so active. We're very excited. President Trump has already, before he was ever elected, out of his own pocket, was paying for his transition team to get things done for the American people. It's going to be very exciting. I want to tell everybody, hang on to your hats. I think it will not only be exciting, but he will bring a little humor to life, too.
That's exciting to hear. We're seeing Joe Biden. Over-exaggerated statement. We're not really seeing Joe Biden, but
I was going to say, where is Joe Biden?
Where is Joe Biden? It's really quite something. I'm going to play a clip from Senator Bernie Sanders here on one of President Biden's
when you
actions.
Have his opponents going after his family, as a father, as a parent, I think we can all understand Biden trying to protect his son and his family. On the other hand, I think the precedent being set is kind of a dangerous one. It was a very wide open pardon, which could, under different circumstances, lead to problems in terms of future presidents.
Senator Sanders is worried about, you know, the people in power going after political enemies while he's talking about the Hunter Biden pardon. What do you make of that?
A hypocrite. That's all I can say. This is ridiculous. They went after President Trump's family, and Hunter Biden is a criminal. He's been taking money from China and Ukraine for Joe Biden, basically. And then they've been owned by these countries, which you have to wonder, like, why would they sell our country out to Ukraine and China? It's because they're owned by them. And I always thought whenever Zelensky came, he was here as a presence to remind Joe Biden that he's owned by him.
Do you think how's Donald Trump going to handle the Zelensky factor?
Well, we've been seeing him on the world stage really demonstrating strength. Like, I'm back and I'm in control. And I thought the handshake he made with the president of France was a great visual for everybody.
Do people brace themselves when Donald Trump comes in and gets ready to make that power move handshake? I don't know if he does the same towards women or men or if there's any difference there, but that is a famous handshake from Donald Trump.
It depends on who it is. You know, if you're the Prime Minister of Canada, you might be a little worried, but he's such a likable person. The media have made him out to be someone he isn't. They've vilified him and maligned him and lied about him, and he loves our country. That is the main thing. And like the Bible says, a tree is known by its fruit. A politician is known by their policies. And you can look at what President Trump did in his first term and what he's planning to do now. He loves our country. He is here to advocate for regular Americans, for farmers, for rural areas, for small businesses, for our veterans. He is going to make things better for Americans.
We're speaking with Congresswoman Mary Miller, Illinois' 15th District Representative. We talked a little bit about the Hunter Biden pardon. President Biden has also offered a whole bunch more commutations and pardons. I'm wondering if when Donald Trump assumes office on January 20th, if you hope to see him pardon anybody.
Well, I think the January 6th prisoners are definitely, he's already signaled that he's going to be looking at that. And I think these ridiculous pardons that Biden has been giving out that are unprecedented, by the way, has made the way for President Trump to be able to do this. And all the Christians that have been targeted, you know, the Biden administration through grandparents in prison, you know, decent people for praying at outside abortion clinics.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that the January 6th question of pardons is one that is on a lot of people's minds. We've got the report. We spoke earlier in this show with Will Chamberlain about the news about the FBI confidential human sources that were present. Do you think that Donald Trump will issue a blanket state pardon upon reassuming office, or do you think it'll be a little more surgical than that?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I think it'll be more blanket pardon, but, you know, he's going to do... he's not going to let someone get off for if they went after a policeman or something, the right. Capitol Police. But these people have been lied about. The FBI lied. It's a double standard. We have a political FBI. I'm very excited that Kash Patel is going to take over. We need him there.
Yeah, it's going to make a dramatic difference once we get that those switches made with President Trump's nominations. I wanted to ask you, I want to shift gears before we let you go and talk to you a little bit about the state of Illinois, because you, of course, work in or you're from the state of Illinois as you represent the 15th
yes.
district. A lot of news is being made out of the disgust surrounding Mayor Brandon Johnson in Chicago and watching
yes.
Governor J.B. Pritzker rebuff any sort of pressure that is being put upon states to cooperate with the deportation of people who are here illegally. What do you have to say to Governor J.B. Pritzker and those people within the state of Illinois about your representation of the people in your district and how it agrees with or conflicts with Governor J.B. Pritzker?
Well, and just like Biden, it's been America last. Pritzker is Illinoisans last. He's rolled out the red carpet for the illegals. We're already bankrupt, and he's spending billions more on illegals. The Democrats want to raise taxes for illegal aliens to pay for all this and for their health care, and he does not care about our safety. And I do want to say the sheriffs in Illinois should ignore Pritzker and cooperate with ICE.
Yes, I agree with that completely. Mm-hmm. Congresswoman, thank you so much for being with us here today. We appreciate you. We want to look forward to staying in touch with you as Donald Trump reassumes office, and there's going to be so much to report on. We love having access to our conversations here. Thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
Take Bye-bye. Care. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye. Congresswoman Mary Miller, Illinois' 15th District Representative. You can find her on X at Rep. Mary Miller. You can also find her at marymiller.house.gov. We're going to take a quick break here. I do want to update you before we go to a break on the developments that are taking place in Madison, Wisconsin. There are a few updates that have developed since we last discussed, and I want to make sure we're giving you the accurate information throughout the course of the day. But the new headline, according to Fox News, is that Madison, Wisconsin school shooting leaves 2 dead, 6 injured. The juvenile suspect is dead as well. A shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. Madison Chief Police Chief Sean Barnes said at least 2 people in addition to the shooter were killed, and 6 others have been transferred to a nearby hospital with injuries. Barnes would not clarify whether the deceased individuals were students or teachers. He said the officers did not fire their weapons when responding to the scene. Governor Tony Evers has said on X, he posted, "I am closely monitoring the incident at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. We are praying for the kids, educators, and entire Abundant Life school community as we await more information and are grateful for the first responders who are working quickly to respond." That's the latest, which is a little bit, not even possible to say encouraging, but the number was a little bit higher before. 2 individuals dead plus the shooter. That is the latest news, and we will continue to update you throughout the course of the day. We'll be right back.
All the way home, I'll be warm.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.